Well, there are, as you say, in Ireland, two Belvedere houses. One is in Mullingar, and that was built by the father, and the other, which is in Dublin, in the north side of Dublin, which was built by the son. The father was Robert Rochford. He's known as the Wicked Earl, and he lived in Galstown down in Mullingar. And his second wife was Mary Molesworth. He married her she was only 16 when he married her, but the marriage did not work out well. And so he had her locked up in the house, because what happened was, when the marriage began to disintegrate, he lived most of his life in London, where he was a member of the House of Lords, and he was well in with the King. And but he heard rumours that his wife was having an affair with his own brother, Arthur. And so he had her confined to the house and watched in Galstown House.
So she had to stay
there. Now, where was he going to live? Well, he had built this beautiful building, a very small hunting and fishing lodge, on the just down the road, about 5 miles away, on the shores of Loch Ennell, down in Mullingar. And it was called Belvedere House because it had a beautiful view. Belvedere means beautiful view.
Oh, Belvedere, yeah.
Belvedere.
Yeah.
So it had a beautiful view over the lakes and the distant mountains. So when the marriage disintegrated and his wife was confined into this house in Galstown, the main house, he decided to live, when he was in Ireland, in this beautiful hunting and fishing lodge on the shores of Loch Ennell.
So there's very little religious connection there.
Oh no, he was a vindictive and nasty man, because, for example, his brother Arthur, whom he accused of having an affair with his wife, he sued him in the courts, because in those days your wife was a chattel, a possession. And so he sued him for £20,000, and Arthur had to flee the country. When Arthur returned briefly into Ireland, he was arrested and spent the rest of his life in a debtor's prison.
Oh, dear.
So this man, Robert Rochford, was not the nicest of persons.
And so then where did the Belvedere in Dublin come from?
Well, what happened was, before the marriage disintegrated, the two of them had four children, the second being the son was George, named after King George, who was a friend of Robert, the father. And he was the man who eventually, when his father died, when Robert Rochford died, he released his mother from her prison home, if you like. She didn't even recognise her own children, because in the latter years, her husband had even told her that she couldn't even see her own children. So when she was
really,
when
he kept her from
kept her from her own children. So after 30 years of captivity in her home, she was released, and George, the son, then became heir of the two houses, Galstone and the hunting and fishing lodge. But he eventually decided to build a townhouse in Dublin, and actually he got money for this. It was very expensive, and he wasn't that well off. Things were not great for the family, but he received bribes. We have a lot of tribunals these days, but if there were tribunals in those days, George would have been in front of it, because he received bribes in order to get him to vote in the House of Lords in favour of the Act of Union. So he therefore had enough money to build this beautiful house at the top of North Great George Street, with a beautiful view. But it was called Belvedere because the name Lord Belvedere had become the name of the father and the son. And so he built this, got Michael Stapleton, the architect, to build this magnificent house with beautiful ceilings and bossy fireplaces. He got Italians in to make the ceilings, and it is another fine house.
And of course there's the James Joyce connection, which gives it a bit of fame.
Well, James Joyce is undoubtedly Belvedere's most famous past pupil. Interestingly enough, after he went off to Europe with a woman who wasn't his wife and had two children by her, and after he wrote Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man, in which he revealed some of his carry-on as a young man, he was written out of the history of Belvedere. When he died, there was no obituary in the Belvedere, and yet, even though he was probably the most famous, he was regarded as a very bad boy and not worth boasting about. But in more recent years, he has been restored, and Father Bruce Bradley, who is a past headmaster, has written a wonderful book, James Joyce's School Days, about him. But there is a connection between James Joyce and the two Belvederes, because James Joyce's father lost his job, and things went bad gradually from bad to worse in the Joyce household. Joyce started off in Clongowes as a fee payer. But as the father ran out of money, and they had to move from a bigger house to a smaller house to a smaller house, and he couldn't afford the fees. But eventually, Father Conmee let James and his brothers into Belvedere without any pay. But curiously enough, James's father was given a job, a short job, for 2 years to go down to Mullingar to establish the electoral register, which was in a mess at the time. And James spent 2 summers, he was then in UCD, down with his father at Mullingar. And he was very curious that there was a local Belvedere House, the same as the name of the place he'd gone to school in. And he actually planned to write a book about the interesting story of the Wicked Earl and the other Belvedere House in Dublin. But he never did. However, in Ulysses, Father Conmee appears in Ulysses, walking along the street, and he's thinking of writing a book about the great Jesuit houses, and he says he's going to include in it the story of the other Belvedere House and the sad Mary Molesworth, the wife of the Wicked Earl, walking along the shores of Loch Ennell.
So you got your mention in there.
So James Joyce got in, yes, he got his mention into Ulysses, so we've made the two Belvedere houses famous.